Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Tune In Game Podcast. This is episode 88. I'm Winnie Kurz, Nick Richard, and joining me tonight is Warren.
Hello.
And the long awaited return of Gaz, aka Lost Room.
Good evening.
Yep, so it's been a while, so what's been everyone been up to?
I went to Revival, a little gaming event, quite local to me. You remember last year when I played on the virtual reality machine? Now the guy returned and he had two machines, but unfortunately he couldn't get them working, so we couldn't play player versus player, so that was a bit disappointing. But a highlight though, John Romero was there. Now, for anybody who doesn't know, John Romero created Doom, amongst other games.
All right.
And we got to play Doom with John Romero. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, really cool. Yeah, one of the competitions, we had a death match on Doom. He played in everyone, so everyone got to play with him. So. And then yeah, it's cool. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so yeah, he was so cool. He took very talkative. Yeah, it's really cool. So I got to play a little bit of Doom with the creator of Doom, but I'm not. It was on the PC, and I'm not a PC gamer. I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what the controls were, and I died a lot. But it was still cool anyway.
PC version is the best version to me. I love it on PC. I mean, I play it on. Was it PS1 thing? I played that. Yeah, yes, yeah. I like it better on PC for some reason. I don't know why. It's really. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. He was signing. People were bringing all their Doom games in. He was quite happy to sign everything and yeah, have a chat with people and play Doom. And he had a really good. It was really cool. Yeah, I was just gutted that we couldn't play the player versus player on the virtual reality machines. The guy bought two as promised, but for some reason they weren't working. Never mind.
Hopefully you fix that by next year. Hopefully you have that figured out.
Yeah, hopefully, because it was cool to play it last year, even though it was only a single player. It would have been fun playing it against another human, but alas, it wasn't to be. But yeah, it was a good little event again. Plenty of competitions and arcade machines, pinball machines, you name it, various systems. So, it's cool.
Yeah. So for counters, I think Vaughn has a question, but I'll just ask it for him. Did you manage to sell that Final Fantasy collection on eBay?
No. I still got it. Nobody wanted it, which is surprising, but never mind. I'll quite happily keep it. Don't bother me.
Oh, I saw he had got like I think two offers or something like that, and I said, oh, he denied them both. I was like, I wonder how much they offered. Like, were they joke offers? Or...
Yeah, pretty much. Somebody offered. Yeah, there was nowhere near. I mean, I priced it up. I mean, I thought it was quite reasonable. I put £375 price tag, but I was quite happy to accept below that. Not a problem. I would have quite easily accepted maybe $250, something like that. Nobody came anywhere close to that.
I'm just curious, how much did they, what kind did they offer you?
I think I got over like £120 for everything. I was like, are you serious?
Please, get bent.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Somebody else offered me £5 per item, which when it totaled it up was not much more than £120, because it was, yeah, but never mind. I don't mind.
I'm rude. I said £5 per each one. Let's see. I'm asking for £300. No.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, I don't mind. I'll quite happily keep it. I'm actually looking at adding to it at the moment, so.
Well, exactly. You're not desperate. You know, like me, I'm looking at my Neo.
I'm just looking. They don't get played, but if I sell it, I sell it. If I don't, I'll quite happily hold on to it. I don't mind.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've sold a few things. I sold an Atari 7800 with a few games. I'm going to post that on Tuesday. And then, yeah. There's a few more systems on there. My Jaguar's on there on eBay at the moment, and my Atari 2600's on there as well, and various games and whatever. I need to add loads more stuff on, but I can't be bothered. Because right. I've got a load of PlayStation 2 games and PlayStation 1 games that I'll never play. I'll quite happily, gladly let them go.
I haven't played... So, because basically when I was taking one day, I realized that my landlord took three of my games, stuffed them in a box for the dog to jump on the bed, because basically they can step for the dog, because Nala, when she was a puppy, she was not big enough to get on the bed by herself, so they made a box. And I kind of just ruined the story, but, you know, after we did all this cleaning in like, November of 2011, some says, okay, Warren, let's go play Sunrise Showdown. So I'm, like, looking, I'm like, okay, where's my game? And then I starts, okay, where's World Heroes Perfect? Okay, where's the game? Where's Magician Lords? So one by one, I realized I was missing three games, and I was like, oh my gosh, I had two boxes side by side, one with junk, one with stuff I want to keep. And so I assumed that I threw them out. So, all right, I went through my little depression thing where, you know, I'm, you know, my games, they're gone, my babies, and I would have that fit where, you know they're here somewhere, but, you know, it's like, come play with us. And I had a fit, and I just start screaming and start crying, and then one day we're cleaning up again earlier this year, and my landlord goes, oh, and here are your games, and I was like, what games? And when I saw the silhouette, that's when I realized what they were, and I was like, oh! But even though it was a great reunion, I've come to the point where it's like, my games still work great, but it's too much care, which I did not know. It's not like a Atari or old Nintendo or a Sega Genesis where you can like wipe it down and it's ready to go. No, you can't just do that. You have to actually disassemble it, clean it like that way, and then it works just fine. But yeah. I don't really have the patience for that. So I'm just getting it up and ready to go to, you know, first I'm gonna do a private sale offer first, and I already have a friend who owns a store, and he says he might be interested in it, you know. But if anything comes worse, I'm not desperate to sell it or anything like that. But I already have another friend who wants to buy it, but he's been having some issues, so I can't sell it to him. But if anything, then I'll probably take a plan trade and see what they say, you know. But it's not desperation or anything like that. But you know, it takes up too much space in my other room, way too much space, and I don't know. I guess I'm bowing down, and I'll just say, you know what? I'll just buy Magician Lord on PlayStation 3 and play it there. Mm-hmm. I'll be done. So
yeah, I'm clearing space, but I'll keep the games that I know I might play again.
Yeah.
My Resident Evils, Silent Hill games, Doom games. I don't know, but like I said, I've got too much to get rid of. So when I've got a box full of Game Gear games. I don't even play my Game Gear anymore.
Yeah, I love Game Gear, but I let my Game Gear go. And once I did, I mean, I love that console, but I, like you said, you're not going to play it. I mean, you love it, but are you playing it? Nope.
No, I haven't played it for 6 months, 7 months, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. I mean, because I constantly play on the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One. They're the only things I'm playing. Because I can play with friends straight away. I can go online and play straight away with friends, or I can just sit there and play on my own. It's time to move on. Yes, I love my old games and my retro stuff, but I love that.
Yeah,
I'm all love and stuff as well. So
yeah, I mean, I love my Neo Geo. It was a great buy because I bought it from another person who said, "I'm gonna give it to a great home," because they knew I was a great person and stuff. But you know, I don't know. After all that turmoil, I was like, I don't know. If it did, I mean, I don't know. Even if it did, you know, once it is clean and ready to go, I've kind of already made my ends with it. You know, it's like, you know, somebody gave me the right price for it. Yeah, you can have it. You know, I've had many people offer for it. Now it's like, I want to ease into it because I already got the guys at Neo Geo for life. I already know as soon as I say, I have it for sale, they already buy it, but I really want to give my friends a chance at, you know, having it, because it's kind of, I don't even know how to say it. It's like, you know, once you get Neo Geo, it's kind of like a pinnacle of the systems to have, but, you know, with all the care and stuff that goes into it, you really need to be a diehard, and I'm no longer a diehard. I really just want to play, kind of like when you say your new games. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like new games too, but right now, I'm only playing Resident Evil, which I skipped Friday night because I was sick. With some kind of mitigate, so I didn't play on Friday night like I was supposed to. I know people were kind of mad, but I'm playing Resident Evil 1 on PlayStation 3 with my regular PS1 disc. I'm playing on iPad. Well, I shouldn't even talk about it. Those are games I'm playing. I'm just saying I'm playing more newer games, kind of, but on newer systems, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What we're talking about tonight, Nick?
Okay, so tonight's topic is going to be about game series that have gone on a bit too long. So we're going to talk about game series that should probably give it a rest and die down, series that should go have a break and come back later in a couple of years or so, games that just need a refreshment. So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. So,
well, I think there's a few that should have stopped a long time ago. Final Fantasy, for example.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say Resident Evil to a certain extent, although I am liking Resident Evil Revelations. I'm playing that at the moment on the Xbox 360. That's quite a cool game. I didn't really like Operation Raccoon City.
No,
that's more like a first-person shooter kind of... But Revelations is quite good. I quite like that one. I don't know. I mean, if they come up with a really good Resident Evil game for the Xbox One or the current gen, then that's fine. We're definitely Final Fantasy. They haven't made a good one in for a while now.
So where do you think Final Fantasy should have ended?
10.
I stopped at 7.
Yeah. 10. Yeah, 10 was the last one that I actually sat down and I played. I played 12 and I got bored of it easily because they changed the combat system. I played 10-2, but I never really got into that. I've got 13 and 13-2 on the Xbox 360. I gave it a little bit of a go and I've just not got the time to play it anymore. There are some good series that they continue to make the games, and like Mario Kart. Did they make a bad Mario Kart game? Fantastic.
Yeah, it's one of the Mario series that have done really well throughout the years, and has already been.
Yeah, they've always been really good. Every single one they've made, they've been really, really good, and that's how you should.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think if there's any other series, any long, or possibly Call of Duty or something like that.
I was going to say Call of Duty. Yes.
It's the same game over and over again, just a different title. Nothing changes in the game, especially on the online. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
The campaign's different, but it's the same controls. I mean, at least with the Gears of War, they tried to change it up a little bit, but they don't. They're not churning them out. How many games have we got in Call of Duty now? Must be 10 at least.
Mm-hmm. I wish they'd make the whole game before they release it, but chop it up into pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, I know you love Gears of War, but here's my negative part about Gears of War. I'm just saying this for me. I love Part 1. It's going to always be my favorite. I love it. It just feels so brand new and unexplored. Then with the continuation of Part 2, it was okay. I'm giving Part 1 an A++ because I loved it. The Krill was a great element to it. It's like when you play, mm-hmm. you're like, don't step into the darkness, stay in the light. You know, so awesome playing two players. Part 2, I gave it a B+. It was still a great game, but it was, you know, it was missing a few of the small elements that made the surprises great. I mean, walking to that giant worm's mouth, now that was crazy. Everybody talked about that. That was, and making that get through it was crazy good. And that was great. But then Part 3 came out, and to me, I know this sounds crazy, I think they should that game in half, because that game felt like twice as long as both games. I'm like, dang, how long is this game? And it kind of made me sick to the stomach a little bit. I mean, it started off great, but it just felt extended for some reason. I don't know why. And then Part 3, it was fun for a bit, but it felt like the ending was not good for me. I'm going to say that. Because I was like saying, there's so many things that could deal with the game, with that giant monster killer bee. Please, I thought I was going to have a versus match where I get to fight people with that thing, and we don't even get to ride it at all. I'm like, why show me that, and I can't ride it? Come on now. But that's the only things I had with it, and that's why I stopped at that. and you know, it was a good ride for what it was.
Yeah, but the thing with the campaign with 3, they changed it, and they put an arcade mode in there as well, where you could get a score if you did well and things like that.
Yeah.
No, it should just be a campaign. Don't forget the arcade mode. It's just all about the story.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. It's like the only thing that really kept it going was what was called oh my gosh, the thing where we all play and survive. I haven't played it forever.
Oh, Horde.
Horde.
Yeah, that was really good on 3.
Great, I will say that. That's the only thing that really saved that game from me saying, throw in the trash. Really, it was. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong,
the multiplayer on Gears of War was much better on 2 and 3. But the story on 1 was the better one.
Yeah.
Really good. And when the first one came out, I remember the advert reel with the Mad World song. And yeah, you're thinking, what the hell is that? That looks so cool. And then,
it made me cry when I saw that. I said, I have to play that game. And that's, I think I just got my Xbox, actually. I got my Xbox in April 2007, and I wasn't really familiar with Xbox. I just got it because Street Fighter, you know, and then I just started exploring the games like Crackdown, and then Halo 3 was getting announced, you know, the beta, and I'm like, what is that? But, Gears of War was really, I fell in love with it. I really wanted to see them do more than what they did with it. I really wanted to see a full story with more weapons and stuff. I mean, really, I wouldn't mind if it was an MMO myself, but I want it to be based off part 1 and a little bit of part 2 with a tiny sprinkle of part 3, you know. But, you know, it was good for what it was, and, you know, I still have part 1 and part 2, but I let somebody borrow part 3, and I'm never going to get that back, so I'll be limited edition of part 2.
It's cheap now, anyway. I mean, you mentioned Street Fighter. What about Street Fighter? Do you think they've made too many of them games?
Yeah, we've already. Me, I already. Been, I, they didn't got. I didn't gave them my $1 million. That's why I don't have any money. I bought all the versions that just recently came out. This current version, I bought the digital version because I said I'm not going to have it anymore. Yes, Capcom needs to take a small break. I mean, don't get me wrong. Back in 2007, we were talking about it when there was no Street Fighter announced. You know, we're like, we thought it was big. Nobody talking about it. Capcom's not saying they're gonna release another one, and then all of a sudden, you know, 2 years later, Super Street Fighter 4. Street Fighter 4, and like, oh wow, yay! And then they just, and then my cousin, see, because he has friends who work inside the industry too. You know, we don't like talking too much about it because we don't get anybody in trouble. Because when we rant, we just go off and we like really not mention them. But he knew somebody who already had saw Street Fighter before it was actually out. And it's like, yeah, they had She-Hulk and everybody already done. Which is, why would they release the game if, you know, those people were already ready to go? Like, if in the ride was worn. And so my cousin got really pissed, and he just quit playing games altogether. And I'm like, that's not a reason to quit playing games. And everything he said came to pass. So I like, oh, you know. So I'm not mad or anything, but yeah, they do need to stop. I'll say take at least a year, 2 years off and come back. I probably won't be there for it, you know, because I really felt, I mean, as a fan, I do feel burned by them doing, I mean, don't get me wrong, my friend created, David, he works for Capcom, and, you know, he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong, but he was very blunt. Nobody told you to buy the game, Warren, and when he said that kind of struck a chord. You know what? You are right. That's right. No one told me to buy those games. Well, guess what? Like how you said about Raccoon City. Never played Resident Evil in his life. Fell in love with that game. So he didn't know what Resident Evil was about. And he loved it. Oh, you need to get it. Warm. I'm like, no, I'm not getting it. Like, oh, they have all kind of guns. I'm like, Resident Evil is about surviving and not shooting. That's what Resident Evil is about. Resident Evil is about, hey, there's a... save my bullets for something worse. That's what Resident Evil is about. But, and so he got mad at me for not liking a game that I was always, you know, because I'm always touting Resident Evil 1, 4, and 5, because I was one of the few people that liked Part 5, because once you beat it, it's so easy that you can help anybody who has problems with the game, you know, like, oh, I'm down, help me. I'm like, okay, here you go, you know. It's almost like a watered-down version of Gears of War, almost. You know, that's how I looked at it. But, and it was fun, but people said, oh, that game sucks. Like, well, I don't care. I loved it. I don't care what anyone says. I loved it, you know. Resident Evil, you know, it does need to be pushed, stopped a little bit. If they return to, like, part 4, I mean, really that's a little bit much for me. I would really like to return to part 1. You know, keep the game where I can. Once I learn the maps of the game, I can go back and beat it under 4 hours. without, you know, looking for help or anything. So I would say Resident Evil. Resident Evil is the one I wrote down anyway, because the Raccoon City, that was a nasty taste. But Revelations, that was an awesome game. I mean,
Cool, because it's in a submarine, isn't it? It's all enclosed. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to escape to. Have they taken the mutations too far?
Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, it's zombies. When it's zombies, isn't it? You know what's coming. But and obviously with the liquors, there's a few mutations in there. But I mean, they may have taken it a bit too far. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I played Revelations, the demo, on my 3DS, and I mean, I didn't play it because I was like, this is a big screen experience. Because I played it, the part when you're walking around in that library. I don't know if you played the demo or not, but that's when I decided. I said I won't play that on a small screen because that's one of those squeamish games. And I literally, when that thing dropped from the ceiling to my back, and I was not expecting it that close up, the gaming gods were with me that day, because literally, instant reaction, I flung my 3DS across the counter. It slid just enough for the edge of it to slide off the side of the counter. If it would have fell over, it probably broke the screen in half. And I was like, you know, I just sat there for a second because, one, I just got this crap scared out of me. Two, my 3DS just went flying across the screen. So I was like, you know what? This game is not giving me more play. I've only played it, like four times, maybe. And I'm okay now, but it's on bigger systems, and I'm amazed with it. So, but that shows you that I'd rather wait, you know, because they're re-releasing Resident Evil for the PS3, Xbox One, Xbox 360, and I think they said the Wii was confirmed.
Resident Evil 4 has already been remade for the like a HD remake on the 360. It's available on there. It's been remade for the Wii as well, hasn't it? I don't know if they're gonna make a new game or just do like they're doing with the Halo, like the HD collection for the Halo on the Xbox One. They're doing that at the moment, so.
That looks awesome! Oh my gosh, did you see it yet? The Master Chief Collection? Did you see that?
No, I've not seen it yet. Then again, I'm not really a big Halo fan anyway.
No, I'm not either. I am not a Halo fan. When you see it, because I think IGN did a splurge, and I think I put it on my Facebook. But no, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to look at it and say whatever. But that is what an HD remake is. I mean, when you see it, it's going to blow your mind. I'm surprised I haven't bought an Xbox One just for it. But I calmed down, though. But seriously, when you see it, you're going to be like, wow. Serious, wow.
It's really impressive, isn't it?
Very impressive. Very impressive. I mean, I'm not easily impressed, don't get me wrong. And that's why I kind of said, all they did was upgrade the textures and stuff. Oh, no, they didn't. They went in and put a lot more bones. I mean, at first, when you see the preview, you think it's live action. Seriously. You think that they went in and put live action with CGI. And no, it's not. The humans look a lot better. They're not so artificial looking. I'm not saying they're PS3 good, but they're finally, quote unquote, Microsoft good, if I can say that. And they look really good. I think they gave it the Star Wars treatment. When you see the humans now, they look more, I don't even know how to say it. I mean, I can say how bad the 360 humans look versus PS3, but the Xbox One humans, they look way better than that. It's just, I don't know. They streamlined it where it looks so much better. I'll say that. When you see it, you go ahead and tell me what you think of it.
I'll have a look at it.
Yeah. But I don't know. Any other games that they have that I would say they should stop would be, I don't know. I don't have a right to say this, but I always want to stop at the football games and stop selling the games and just start selling DLC. Because
I'd agree with that, yeah.
And we've had this conversation before. I mean, it's just the same game every year with a little tweak.
Yes.
I mean, you got a new NHL game every year. It's EA of the main corporates. A new NHL game, a new NFL game, a new FIFA game. And what else? They do others as well. The new golf game, don't they? Do Tiger Woods game. And it's the same game, but you have like different courses and a few little tweaks. They could just quite easily do install the tweaks with an update.
Yes, exactly. And how many people go back and how many of those, I mean, because I have a sports fan and that's all he buys is sports games. He'll play like a little Bomberman with his girlfriend and that's about it. But he plays mostly sports. I'm like, why are they paying $59 for a tiny little tweak update, some new numbers? And that's really it. Okay, they add breathing air where, like, you can, when it's cold, you can see it coming out of the mouth. I'm like, Really? You really like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
You know, but really, I think it's those games should be like DLC updates, and they just get maybe one disc, and if they need to go buy another disc when they get scratched, or just make the whole thing DLC and make it, you know, like $24 or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at it. Like I said, they're not doing much, and why is it taking them a whole year, 2 years or a year to bring those games out when it's not much done to it? It's like, you know, so. And there's like, what was it? There's one other game. And it's one of them. I mean, I was gonna say something about the Mario games for Nintendo, but it's more what's that thing called? Smash Brothers. That thing. They don't bring those things out often, but it's what now? Four of those since N64, I think. Four of them, or is it three?
No idea. I mean, yeah. I've just sold my Smash Brothers cart.
Yeah, I didn't have it. I bought it on Wii, and it looked awesome. I only played like maybe twice, and it was not for me. I'm too old for that, and I will stamp that quickly. Too old for this. But I love the models, though. But I don't know. You know, they bring out another one, and it's on the Wii U now, and it's going to be on 3DS. And, you know, I don't know.
Are there too many Pokemon games?
Yeah, that's why I was going to say that, but I was like,
That's a good question, actually, because being an old Pokemon fan from like the early first and second generation, it's hard to say, because back then we'd eat it up, whatever, for us. We'd just get so excited about the release of a new Pokemon game and all these new Pokemon.
I mean, yes, there's new Pokemon in there, but is it exactly the same thing? It's an RPG game where you're training Pokemon, aren't you? You catch them and you train them. Is it the same basic gameplay in every game?
For the most part, yeah.
There you go. They could quite easily introduce new Pokemon in a DLC.
Exactly. And that's what I thought they would be doing by now. They have an online... My thing before Oculus Rift and everything popped out, I wanted to make this, like, virtual VR thing where, like, how I was sitting right here. And if you see me on the camera, you can see Charizard, a big giant Charizard behind me. And then when we fight, we still sit in front of our computers. And we basically see a big arena, you know, each one of us is on the level, one's on 3 o'clock, one's 6 o'clock, and one's 12 o'clock, and we just watch our Pokemon fight in a real arena, like we're actually sitting there, and that's what I thought we'd have by now. And I mean, Oculus Rift is here now, so therefore it is possible, but the only thing I'm really interested in right now is the Pokemon game that's supposed to be the Pokemon card game that's, because I'm not really a Pokemon player, I play, was it Hey You Pikachu? And that's it.
I don't play Pokemon. I've never played a Pokemon game.
No, nor have I. I started off Pokemon back in, what, 1998, when I got a little Pikachu keychain thing that you walk around and you put a pedometer and make little candies for him, and you can feed him and you can run a little. That's how I got introduced, and I just like the art. I just started buying, you know, the dolls and stuff, because I worked at Blockbuster and we had other stuff and it was on discount. I just bought it all. I didn't play with them, nothing like that. I didn't even think of it. But when Christmas came around one day, I was like, you know what? I need to sell. I mean, I got to get rid of some stuff. So I gave it to my nieces and nephews, and they enjoyed it, you know. But somebody stole my keychain, and I never found it. So, I want another one. They charge like an arm and a leg. They charge like $30 for that thing now.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wish they released it for, they did try to release it for the 3DS, like, back in 2009. And it was very hush-hush. I found an article where they actually had a demo of it, but they never released it for some reason. I don't know why, but I would love to have that. You know, more than dogs, Nintendo dogs. I don't know. What else? What other games?
Yeah, and it's, I mean, look at that. How many different variations of Nintendo is it? I mean, I was in the shop the other day, and it's a new Nintendo's game, and it's got new breeds. I'm like, oh my god, are you serious? My daughter's like, can I get it? I went, you've got the game. You've got it. You don't need another game just because it's got two new breeds in it. Shut up. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. You think they think that over a little bit, but at the same time, it's like, why are you guys doing that?
Oh, well. Yeah. Come on. I can't think of much of any really other long series.
There's one, and we skipped him. I'll just say the color. Little Blue.
Sonic.
Yeah.
Well, it varies to Sonic, because after the Sega Genesis Mega Drive era, they've completely changed up.
Wasn't it? The 2D side-scroller. Then again, he's come back to 2D now, hasn't he, with the release of Sonic 4. That was 2D. I don't know. Yeah, the 3D games on the Dreamcast were quite disappointing. It just didn't play like a proper Sonic game. It didn't work. The transition from 2D to 3D didn't really work for Sonic. But it worked. But it worked better when Mario went 3D in Mario 64.
Well, Sonic Adventure was good on Dreamcast. Sonic Adventure was really good.
No, I don't think it was that good.
Yeah, Part 2 wasn't that good. I know that. I played it, and I didn't like it too much. I mean, you know, but back in the day, you know, I mean, I'm not a fan of the game itself, but I do love the music.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I've got Sonic Adventure on the Dreamcast, and I've got Sonic Adventure 2 on the Japanese Dreamcast, you know, that 10th anniversary edition where you get the CD and the coin as well. Got that version of it. Yeah, that's really cool. That's a nice little game. I played it.
Yeah, I mean, with Sonic since gone into 3D, has done a lot of things hit and miss, mostly miss for some parts, but I mean, you've got to give Sega credit that they did try and change everything, not keep it directly the same. They did try and change up with each game as it went along, even if it did milk it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing that Sega did was let Sonic appear on Nintendo consoles, especially like Mario and Sonic at the Olympics and games like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, Sega don't make consoles anymore, so what better way to promote Sonic and let him appear on a Nintendo console alongside Mario? It's fantastic. It's a masterstroke.
Yeah. I wish they'd make a racing game with them, though. Not Olympics, but a racing game. Something simple.
Yeah, because you've got Sonic Racing. Obviously, I've got that on the 360. And you've got the... you've got, obviously, Mario Kart. Yeah, I mean, why not? Why not do, like, a Sonic and Mario Kart that kind of racing game?
Super Sonic Racers! Mario and Sonic, too.
I think it works when they release one game, like Mario Kart, they release one game per system, don't they? I don't think there's ever been two Mario Kart games for one system.
I'm aware of.
Yeah, one game for one system.
GameCube at Mario Kart Dash. Was there anything else?
No, there's only like two arcade games, if you can count that, but...
It was Mario Kart Double Dash on the GameCube, and I think that was the only GameCube version. You got Mario Kart 8 on the 3DS, then you got Mario Kart on the Wii U, and they release one game for one system, and everyone's happy. They don't over-milk it, and that's why it worked. But when you've got series like, say, Zelda, they've produced, what, three games on the N64. They've produced about two or three games on the Wii and things like that. So, I don't know, it's a bit boring after a while. Because essentially it's the same game, isn't it? But slightly different story, but...
I'm looking here. And let's see. Wow, dang! It's been that long since Mario Kart came out, since 1992.
That was the original. Was that Super Mario Kart? Was it?
That's Super Mario Kart. My God.
On the SNES.
Yeah. That's my favorite.
I think that was the best game. Super Mario Kart on the SNES. Brilliant. That's my favorite. And I think my second favorite one is probably. Probably Double Dash on a GameCube. That was a really fun game. Because you could play two characters at once, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something else. But, yeah, you're right. They only got released, though. There's Mario Kart DS and then Mario Kart, what was that? Mario Kart 7, which you can play on a 3DS. So, really, technically, that's not...
Yeah, because it's two different consoles. You got the 3DS and then the DS. Yes, they're both DS games, but they're not, really, because one was released when the 3D was released. But yeah, as like I said, they released one game per console.
Yeah.
And that's why it worked, and that's why it's got the longevity. Yes, it's been out since 1992, But how many Mario Kart games have they been now? What, are they on eight?
Yes, eight. But if you look at how many releases, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And that's including an arcade GP unit. So
yeah,
10 for consoles.
Yeah, so I mean, what, 10 for consoles in, what was it, 1992? That's 22 years. That's one game every 2.2 years. So. They're not being overbearing and going, yes, you must play this, you must play this. We'll just release it when we want, because we know it's going to be popular anyway. So.
Yeah, I wish they heard me with Zelda.
They're not releasing it for the sake of it to make loads and loads and loads of money, because people will get bored of it quite quickly if they did that.
Yep, exactly. I mean, really, though, the next gen should be having a lot more map generators and stuff. That's what they should be doing. I mean, Monish and Racers was awesome, but that game took forever to load. But the best part is you make your own tracks.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we shall see with Mario Maker what that does for Nintendo. Hopefully that opens up a third eye and they see, oh, we can make, let them make the levels for us and the games last a lot longer. Like, yep. Release DLC for everything, yep.
Would be interesting to see if Nintendo ever do like a homebrew for a Mario Kart Zero, so one for like the NES or something.
Say again?
I was just thinking, would anyone want to play a game called Mario Kart Zero if it was like based on the NES, or if you can actually play it on the original Nintendo or have an emulator?
Somebody would like playing it. I know I'd give it a shot. Just to look at how advanced it would look on an old system. Yeah, it would be okay. I mean, as long as it's like at least four players, it would be nice if it had online play too. Not that it needs to, but if it did, even, you know, more the merrier.
I think that'd be a pretty cool little indie game that if Nintendo could release if they came up with it. I mean, there's a lot of people into 2D games now, so you can do overhead racer, or you can do, I mean, there's plenty of good races on the NES, so that's a possibility.
Yeah, they should do stuff like that. I mean, I've been set up for like launch now. If you're like, Warren, you don't go backwards. It's like, no, it's not going backwards. It's called, hey, there's a market out there. People still play open to no games. I still play a lot of them. You know, some of them, you know, I've been finding games I never played before, and they kind of suck a little bit, but at least I go back and find it, you know. But okay, I like to
it. Well, the only racer that's really on the NES is, what, Rad Racer. That was obviously the big one, the most popular one. That was their answer to Outrun, wasn't it?
RC Pro-Am was there too. That was a good game.
Mm.
Yeah, but if you did a Mario Kart game like that, it'd be interesting to see maybe like include like some of the modern mechanics you used for Mario Kart 8 on the Wii U, maybe like the wall riding.
No, I don't know. Old Nintendo is old school, which means if you don't know what you're doing, you better get out till you do. We don't want that easy stuff where, oh yeah, you press the brake deck. No, you don't. You have to press here, and there. Like, you can't power slide? Like, no. So, you know, so that's what makes Nintendo, you know, back in the day. Home games. But they probably have easy mode on there for the kiddies. Probably, no, kitty mode. That means you were born up at this date, so here you go. Make it so you can play it. Yes, you should be embarrassed. Well, I mean, they did it in, what's that, Explosive Man. And you die too many times, you can either restart the game or make it easier. And if you do, you have to wear a tutu, a pink tutu, or something like that. It's kind of silly. I said, no, let it stay. I'll die 50 times while I wear the game.
All right, so, yes. Stop making games.
For the sake of making them.
Yeah, for the sake of making them.
Yeah, I think another series I think we could mention is maybe like the Lego series, you know, ones based on different films, because it seems to get a lot of sequels and other parts to it, like Lego Star Wars, original trilogy, then you had the complete LEGO Star Wars series, so complete saga.
Every single one of them games is a fantastic game.
I'm not saying by them it means that they're bad games, but they do seem to release it in parts rather than not all complete throughout the first movie to the end, or like the first story to the last story. Mm.
Well, they didn't do that. I mean, they didn't do that with what Harry Potter. They did Harry Potter the LEGO Years 1, 2, whatever it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1 to 4 and then 5 to 7.
Yeah, so it was only two games. I mean, they could quite easily just done one game for every bloody film, couldn't they?
They could have done it, yeah, but in some cases, I think they should have. Look, with LEGO The Hobbit, I mean, I think that's going to come out the second part of that, because obviously, with the third Hobbit film coming out later this year, obviously later or shortly afterwards, are going to have LEGO The Hobbit 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we get game like that should have been compressed into one, maybe. But it just seems like there's a load of games, like with LEGO Batman. There's LEGO Batman 1, 2, and number 3 coming out.
LEGO games, but I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I'm not complaining by any means. I think LEGO games are fun to play, but then they do, after a little bit, do seem a bit samey and a bit safe.
Yeah,
kids enjoy them, and that's always why I don't say anything. I already kind of said that, but I know how the kids love that stuff, and it's like, hey, as long as they enjoy and they're being quiet, keep on keeping on, because I thought the same thing. It's like, these games are the same thing, but just with different themes. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they released a mega collection for like $100 where it has all the games on one disc. I wouldn't be surprised. I'd buy that. Just to have it. I probably wouldn't play it much. Because I have LEGO Star Wars, the complete saga, where it took me like almost a year to find it. And when I finally found it, my friend that I played with, I don't have that game anymore. I sold it. I'm like, really? But, you know, it's fun. I want to get back to playing it one day. You know, it's simple. It's one of those games you pop it in and you play it just to, I don't know how to say it, mellow out. You know, without getting angry like you do at other games. We're like, oh my gosh, I played this whole game for like 30 minutes and I died, now I gotta start all over again. Like, yeah, but LEGO doesn't make you feel that way.
Yeah.
I guess the only problem with the LEGO games is that you have to, you know, there's a lot of backtracking. You have to replay levels constantly to get 100% completion for like all the character sets and everything. I mean, it's easy once you unlock the cheat sheets, like, you know, to double multiplier, triple multiplier, 10-time multiplier to like build up the coins you use to buy certain characters and items.
Right.
But
I've never completed a level. I played on iPad one time, and that was more than enough. It was nice though. I'll give it that. You know, I'll give it an A+. But, you know, it's not something I play not for too long. I mean, you know, as a game, I think I was feeling down, and it made me feel good. And, I mean, that's my stuff. Yeah,
I think, in essence, there are a few series that they should just take a step back. And there are also games that, obviously, they could quite easily just release the new game on a DLC for half the price. That'll make a lot of people happy, I would, I think. So.
Yeah, I think Skylanders could be another one.
I don't even understand that game, so.
No, me neither.
It's a series of collectible toys, and each toy is its own character with its own abilities, which you put on a little portal and transfer.
My kids have played it. I don't own it. The kids have played it with a friend, but yeah, I mean, it looks quite fun.
That's my
thing. Anyway, oh dear, yawning. I'm going to head off. It's doing about 15 minutes. Tired.
Okay, well, I think we've covered this point pretty well. I mean, if a game's going on a bit,
Mario Kart's been out for 22 years, but they only ever released one game per system, which is fantastic. So, if a series like that, it's ideal. But we'll say like Final Fantasy, Resident Evil games, yes, I think they've probably made one game too many. Well, in Final Fantasy case, about 5 games too many. But
same thing. We forgot Mortal Kombat. That's just, oh my gosh, just stop. I wanted it. They gave it to me. I'm sorry I asked, kind of in a way. But here you go.
Anyway.
Yeah, so just don't over-milk the cows. Mate. Just let the milk restart or something.
Yeah.
So, shall we go on to what we've been watching recently?
Yep.
I don't know, loads of stuff. What did I buy? Oh, Life's Too Short. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's Warwick Davis, like a kind of a mockumentary kind of thing. It's really funny with Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant. It's really cool. It's like a little mini series they did. It's good. You know who Warwick Davis is, don't you? The little actor who played Willow.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's called Life's Too Short. I think it was a BBC show or something like that. I don't know if you ever get a chance to have a look it up. But yeah, it's kind of like a spoof mockumentary kind of thing. He's really good. He just really takes the piss out of himself and things like that. So it's always nice when an actor is willing to obviously do that.
What was the name of the show again?
Life's Too Short.
Yeah, cause I remember I asked about him a few months ago because I haven't seen him forever.
Yeah, it's really good. What else? Not entirely sure. I know I'll watch that. I'm sure I've watched stuff on Netflix and things like that, but I'm sure it's stuff I've already watched as well. I watched a bit of Supernatural as well.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've gone back to the beginning of Supernatural. So, it's really cool. I don't know what else I've been watching. I will watch Gravity. So I've heard it's okay. It's just been released on Sky at the moment, so I'm going to have to watch that during the week. Obviously, it's got loads of nominations for Oscars and that, but obviously we'll see if it's any good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Anyway, next.
I'll go next. Not been watching too much this week. I've been watching the programme Judge Rinder. Have you seen that, Gaz?
What's it called?
Judge Rinder. It's on at 2 o'clock ITV.
No, I mean, talking about judges, I watched Dread again. Sorry. Because Anyway, no, I don't think I've seen it.
That's a pretty good program about this judge who's on top of things. He'll be able to tell if you're making something up or if something doesn't add up. He'll get onto you pretty quickly if there's something wrong. So basically,
is it like a reality show or is it like a?
It's kind of like a reality show, but it deals with like real cases, but like in a studio.
Like you like a Judge Judy kind of thing?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so it's rubbish then.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good, actually. Just like listening to Judge Rinder, like how he tears people apart when they're not trying to tell him lies or try and get out of a situation.
Okay. Doesn't sound like my cup of tea, but.
Yeah, it's pretty good and pretty interesting to watch, and like some of the reactions and some of the people that go on there, it's pretty funny sometimes, so. It's definitely worth watching at some point, so just to watch some of the cases.
Okay.
I think most of them are available on ITV Play, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of the programs we've been watching this week. So I watched Wreck-It Ralph again, showed it to my mum, who enjoyed it, so still a great film.
Mm-hmm.
And, what else? There hasn't been really that much I've been watching this week because I've been doing things here and there, and a bit more Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds, the anime. Watched a few more episodes of that, and that's pretty much it, really. I can't think what else. There's a couple more things I meant to watch, like Doctor Who, but I haven't got around to watching that, so hopefully I'll talk about that next week.
Oh yeah, of course the new series has started, didn't it? Started yesterday. So.
Yeah, which I haven't got around to watching, but it's on BBC iPlayer, so after the podcast I'll give it a watch.
Cool.
Okay.
Anyway.
Alright, well, it's my turn here. So basically what I've been watching on Netflix, I've been watching some more Supernatural. I'm not sure what season I'm on, but I'm on the part where they've been dealing with some ghosts in a certain house. I'm learning things. Really interesting on and off. I thought I was going to see some werewolves but it was a Wendigo, and it wasn't really that. It was something else, but it still was interesting. I'm watching that. I watched Transcendence with Johnny Depp. That was very interesting. Not what I expected at all. It was pretty much more decent than what I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And I got around to watching Red Dawn 2012 version.
Oh, yeah. I saw you were going to watch that.
Yeah, I finally watched it. I still like the original better for a lot
of people. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I think obviously the original's a lot.
Yeah, like you said, the remake, it was for today.
It was okay, wasn't it? It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. There were some parts in where I thought they were clever, like with the subway scene. It's mm-hmm. like, what happened? What happened? It's like, fill them up. And I was like, oh, that was kind of cool they did that. And it was one other scene they did, too, that I liked. But I will say I felt more heartfelt with the original. I could not connect with it. It was still good. Yeah. Still what it was. Yeah. Good. You know, there's a part that happened that I don't want to say what happened, but that shocked me in the building when the one kid got stabbed. I'll stop at that. That shocked me, the after fact. But it was still a good movie. Outside of that, what was it? Oh, I was looking for, there's supposed to be a new version of From Dusk Till Dawn TV show, but I couldn't find it. But I found Terra Nova, so I'm back at Terra Nova.
It's just still on TV show. It's on the UK Netflix.
Terra Nova?
Yeah. No, and just till dawn. It's on UK. It's on UK Netflix. Yeah. I mean, it basically follows the same stories as the movie.
Okay, that's probably why I can't find it. Because see, my friend from Switzerland sent me the thing saying, "Hey, look, the From Dusk Till Dawn is on Netflix," and I looked for it and I didn't see it. That's probably why I don't see it yet.
Okay, I'm sure it'll pop up. But yeah, I mean, I've watched the first few episodes. It's actually quite good. Obviously, it kind of tells the story of like the movie, but in obviously a bit more detail. That's slightly different. But, yeah.
Okay, that's good because I watched the Bon Jovi movie. I mean, I liked it, but it was not that good. But I liked it anyway because it was something mm-hmm. to grip onto. But until I think Underworld came. Yeah, Underworld came out way after that. So once Underworld came out, I kind of forgot about it. But you know, mm-hmm. from Dusk Till Dawn Part One, the actual original movie, awesome. But okay, well, good. I'm glad you said it's good because I was gonna check it out anyway to see if it's worth it. And now that you said that, I gotta watch it, man, for sure. But yeah.
I would.
Yeah, so that's really all that I've been watching.
Yep.
Oops, should we go into what we've been playing recently?
Oh god, it's been a while, hasn't it? Well, like I said before, I played Resident Evil Revelations. I'm playing that at the moment. Need for Speed Rivals on the Xbox One. Still playing Forza 5 as well. And what else on the Xbox One? Titanfall, haven't played that for a while actually. I have to pick that back up again. I've got too many games to play because I've downloaded a load of games, all the free games you're getting on Xbox now. It's really cool. We've got Crimson Dragon, I think it's called, on Xbox One, and then there's another one. I can't remember what it's called now. That Crimson Dragon is quite cool. What else is on the? Oh, I finished Bully Scholarship Edition on the Xbox 360. I finally got the 100%, so that's all the achievements done. I'm just trying to think what else I've downloaded on the Xbox 360. There's been loads of stuff, but my mind's gone blank. but mainly been playing Resident Evil Revelations and Need for Speed Rivals and other various little games as well. That's pretty much it. Well, there's a game on Windows Phone called, it's made by a couple of indie developer kind of acquaintances of mine. A Windows Phone. And that's about it, I think.
Cool.
Alright, well, I guess I'll go next then. Well, what I've been playing, I already said, Resident Evil 1 on PlayStation 3, King Crush 2 on iPad, and I'm still playing a little bit of same old, Animal Crossing New Leaf. I'm sorry, my mind went blank for a second there. But, like, I'm playing some other smaller games than that, but those are the games I'm playing right now. I'm not playing anything, I'm not playing anything new besides, outside of that.
Nope.
So. Okay, well, I haven't been playing much of it, because I've played GTA 5 online. Haven't played that for a little bit, but Thursday night managed to get on with a couple of friends to play a bit more GTA online. Just haven't done it for a while, so just messing about, really, not doing any missions out, just like flying around and just trying to act out a lot. A lot of police officers and that, and trying to arrest people, and it was just fun. I just had some fun doing that, messing about.
Cool.
A couple of little games here and there, but that's really it. I've been meaning to play some games. I've been meant to go back to Max and the Brotherhood. That's a good game. I played on the Xbox One a couple of weeks ago, which I want to go back to.
Yeah, really good platformer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, it's like Limbo or that Another World or Outer This World. So that's a game we'll want to go back to at some point, but not sure when.
Okay.
But yeah, that's pretty much what we've been playing. So, any highlights of the week?
I don't know. My green screen is up and running, kinda.
Cool.
I mean, it's working, but it's just something that I've gotten tired. I've been excited for the longest, like, yay, it's working, and I can finally edit within minutes instead of taking 3 hours to clean junk up. I'm not doing all in minutes, but yeah. I think that's it for me, really, for that, for highlights.
Let's go. All right, my highlight of the week is probably now, because I'm going to bed, because I'm tired.
I wish I was going to do
that. Okay, I'll just go with my highlight quickly. I completed the Ice Bucket Challenge that you sent me, Gaz, and also my brother set me on the same day, so I've done the challenge.
Yeah, excellent.
Yep, so I'd say that's my highlight, doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, which I did a few minutes before starting the podcast.
Which
is sort of a little bit later than usual sign up, but yeah.
Cool.
Okay, so anything else to mention, or should we wrap things up?
I think we're done.
I think that's it. I know we're missing something, but we have to let it go until we never.
Okay, well, been a good episode, guys.
Yeah, catch you later.
Okay, thanks for being on, guys. Mm-hmm. Catch you later. And Lauren, thanks again for being on.
You're welcome. Let me know.
Okay, and to everyone else, thank you very much for listening, and until next time, we will see you later. Take care and good night.
Bye-bye, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Go a bit.